AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki was asked what happens if an elections and voting bill doesn't pass a key hurdle today in the Senate.
We suspect it will prompt a new conversation about the path forward, and we'll see where that goes.
Rejection is expected. Democrats say the bill would make it easier to vote. Texas Republican John Cornyn says this is federal overreach.
A one-size-fits-all federal mandate won't improve public confidence in our elections. It will be seen for what it is, in a transparent way, a partisan political takeover, a coup d'etat, really, of the way that our elections are run.
West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin remains a holdout. Congressional negotiators in the White House appear to be open to striking a roughly $1 trillion deal on infrastructure, but still to be worked out how to pay for it. The Inspector General of the Department of Health and Human Services says nursing home deaths went up 33% last year.
The report found about 4 in 10 Medicare recipients in nursing homes had or likely had COVID in 2020, and that deaths overall jumped by more than 169,000 from the previous year. Harvard Health Policy Professor David Grabowski says, "We knew this was going to be bad, but I don't think even those of us who work in this area thought it was going to be this bad." He adds this was not individuals who were going to die anyway. The report also found low-income nursing home patients covered by Medicare and Medicaid together were much more likely to have gotten COVID. I'm Julie Walker.
Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte is threatening to order the arrest of Filipinos who refuse a coronavirus vaccination. The president of Mexico vowed to investigate the border shootings that left 19 people dead over the weekend. Police in California say a pickup truck driver rammed two people, killing one, in a rampage that included attacking people with a crowbar and pulling a gun. This is AP News. A judge in Georgia is weighing a lawsuit claiming alleged fraudulent voting in November violated the plaintiff's constitutional rights.
The lawsuit comes from a group of 9 voters who claim the impact of their votes in the presidential election got diluted because there were allegedly counterfeit ballots and some votes were counted twice in the mostly Democratic Fulton County, Georgia. As part of their lawsuit, the group is asking to inspect about 150,000 ballots. There already was a hand recount and a machine recount done. Fulton County officials defend the integrity of the election, and they moved for this lawsuit to be dismissed. Supporters of Donald Trump continue to push for audits in several states around the country. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Trump Organization is suing the city of New York for canceling its contract to run a golf course in the Bronx earlier this year after supporters of former President Trump stormed the U.S. Capitol in January. Ed Donahue, AP News.